Sechas Beah, Perik Beah Mishnabot, Shloisha Dvarim, Rabbi Gamliel Machmer, Kedivri Beishamai. There were three halachas that Rabbi Gamliel was Machmer like Beishamai, even though Rabbi Gamliel was a descendant of Hillel. Here, he was Machmer like Beishamai. Ein Toimin is a Chamin, Me Yontiv L'Shabbos. A person may not be Toimin Chamin for Yontiv L'Shabbos. If Yontiv comes out in Erev Shabbos, and a person wants to keep a tassel warm for Shabbos, he is not allowed to wrap up that tassel to keep it warm. As, according to Beit Shammai, if a person wants to wrap up a tassel for Shabbos, he has to make an Eretz HaShilin specifically for that. If he has to wrap up a tassel for Shabbos already, Me'er of Yontif. And if a person wants to bake for Yontif Shabbos, he has to make a special Eretz HaShilin for that. He has to make an Eretz HaShilin of Pas. As for everything you want to do for Yontif Shabbos requires a special Eretz HaShilin. Ve'ein Zoykfin et HaMenoira B'Yontif. A person may not put together a candelabra on Yontif. We're talking here about a candelabra that is made up of pieces that fell apart. A person cannot put that back together, as yesh binyan b'kelim, mishayach and isser binyan, even by kelim. Ve'ein oifin pitin grisin, el rikikin. A person may not bake very thick loaves, only thin loaves. As to bake thick loaves is a big tircha, and that is usser on Yontif. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Mineim Shabezaba, Loha Yoifim Pitin Gritin El Rikika. As far as I can remember from my parents' house, they did not bake on Yontif thick loaves, only thin loaves. Amar Lo, they said to him, Ma Nasa Lebeis Avicha. What could we say about your father's house? Shahayim Achmirin Al Atman, Umakilin Lekol Yisrael, that even though they were Machmir for themselves, that they only baked these Pitin Greased in these thick loaves, but as far as the rest of Klai Yisrael was concerned, they were makel. The Yosopin, Pitin, Greasin, V'chori. They allowed to bake these thick loaves, and also chori, which are thick cakes on coals, and even though that's a very big tircha, even that, they were matar on yontif. Mesechet Beah, Perek Beah, Mishnah Zayin. Aku Amar, Shloisha Dvarim Lahakol. About these three following halachos, Rabbi Gamliel was makel. Mechabdin Ben Amitos. It's mutter to sweep in between the beds. In between the bed that you ate on, it's mutter to sweep even though they had dirt floors. And he wasn't chayish that while you're sweeping, that you would fill up a hall that you have in the floor, which would be usher mishum binyan. Umanichin es amugmor b'yantif. And a person is allowed to put incense on the coals on yantif in order to perfume up the house. As Rabbi Gamliel held of the cloud, mitos shahutra havara l'tzorech hutra namish lo l'tzorech. Since Havara is mutter l'tzorech echol nefesh, it's mutter for other tzrachim also. Oisin gdim akulas b'lele tzrachim. He was matter that a person can roast a gdi shalem. You can roast it whole on Leil Pesach, even though during the times of the Beit HaMikdash, this was the way that the tzrachim were roasted. And we aren't chayish that a person might think that this is literally a Pesach that you're bringing, a Pesach that you are magdish, and now you're eating it Chutzal Beit HaMikdash, which is Asr. The Chachamim Oisrim. These three things the Chachamim said are Asr. They said you can't sweep between the mitos because maybe you'll come to fill up holes in the ground. And you can't put incense on the coals because even though mitos shehutra havar l'tzarech, hutra nami shelo l'tzarech, but that's only something which is shabbat l'kol nefesh. As the Pasuk says, asher yochal l'kol nefesh, something which everybody benefits from. But this type of incense, only a few people use it. Most people have no need for it. So that's asur on Yontif. And as far as roasting a whole gdi on Leil Pesachim, that they also said was asur, as somebody might think this is kachim that you are eating outside of the Beit HaMikdash.